Krishna, 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 जगन्नाथ देव की, प्रभु बलदेव की जय, सुभद्रा देवी की जय, रथ यात्रा महोत्सव की जय, गुंडचा मंदिर मार्जन की जय, जगन्नाथपुरी की जय, सचिनंदन गौर हरि की जय, पतित पावन नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, गौर प्रेमानंद। अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय All the queens, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jamavanti, and Kalindi, all were there. They were assembled in the courtyard of Rukmini Devi. All the queens came to Rohima, Balde of Mother of That mother, we are here more than 16,108, very beautiful queens. In whole world we are qualified. among them Rukmini, Jamwanti, Shatabhama,
Rohini,
Kalindi, Bhadra, Mitrabinda, Nagnajita, and all are prominent age. We are so qualified, we are so beautiful, more than any of world women. But Krishna is not controlled by us. Sometimes sleeping with me in one cot here, and he weeps bitterly, and he tells like, oh Radhe, I cannot live without you. Be merciful to me. Oh Lalite, oh Vishakhe, where you are. Whole night weeping, and thus his pillow and weight is wetted with his tears. Sometimes he takes my hand in his hand and tells as if he is mad, oh Radhe, why you have done man to me? Why you are angry to me? So whole night passes and weeps. Sometimes he feels so much melted hearted that he calls, Mother Yashodhi, where you are? Give me bread and butter. My cows are hungry. I must go at once to cowherd. The boys are calling me, Dham, Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham, Sto, Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, all are calling. They are waiting for me on the door. And all the cows are hemming. What? Moin. Very loudly. They don't give milk to their children, their calves. All are hankering for me, so I must go at once. They don't think that I am in Dwarka with my beloved Rukmini, queen, or Satyabhama. He always reminds for this. Why? What is there in Braja? They have no wealth as we have here. Gopis have no ornaments like us. They are not beautiful than us. Why Krishna has given his heart to gopis? They are living in forests. They can decorate themselves only with flowers, not with golden and jewels. There, Krishna used to go to cowherds, and here he is like a king. But why he demands all this? We want to know this. Do they know some magic? Jadu? Jadu means magic. Or they know any mantra? Vashikarna mantra. Vashikarna mantra? Controlling. They know anything. Surely they know something. That is why Krishna is always remembering and always waiting for them. Why? Then Yashoda, Rohini Devi, she remembered all the past times of Krishna. From boyhood to when he was at 12 or more is all gracefully past times of Krishna he was remembered. In the meantime, the mother of Kansa His watch too old of 100 years, more than that. She was like a bending like this, always head like this, always walking on a stick. She came and told that, oh, very dangerous thing. Why you are talking for gopis and gopis? They were very cruel. Very cruel, very cruel. Even Yashoda, he could not brought up and nurse Krishna and Baldev. Krishna and Baldev are the son of Devaki. But anyhow, by the fear of Kansi, they were sent to Gokul. But he never gave a drop of milk to Krishna and Baldev. Sometimes they used to thief in Navarar's house, Gopi. And then they used to complain to Yashoda, and Yashoda at once used to wind them in grindles, sometimes their hands here, and sometimes chastising. How is it this? He never gave a shoe or chapel even, because in forest there were so many thorns. Cows used to go here and there in thorns, and the pieces of his stones like very strong. But Yashoda was so cruel, and Nanda Baba was also so cruel, that he never gave Krishna supplied any shoe or any umbrella. So hot in India, in Braja. And he never gave guest. So don't tell their histories. I know them. They never paid anything. Whole day, from morning to evening, he used to graze cows here and there, without any pay, without shoes and umbrella. And he never gave his butter, so much butter there, but he never used to give. Like a servant, anyone can give something, but never she gave. Always rebuking. Once he tired Krishna, and Krishna was weeping bitterly, but that lady has no mercy at all. She has took a stick and wanted to meet Krishna. And Krishna, mother, 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 don't beat me. I will never do. He has never done, but even he is dead. So, here I am telling you that my husband Ugrasen is so merciful. I think Krishna was 12 years there, no? And he has taken the milk of Yashoda, no? And they have taken some. After then, when they became of 5 years to 12 years, they have taken bread and butter, something. So we should count that what was they have expended for Krishna for 12 years. And we should also count that how many days, how many years Krishna has grazed there. So they should pay for grazing to Krishna and Baldev. There will be some amount of rupees. And also Krishna took there, they gave some cloth. So we will count everything, and we will call Gargachar. He is so expert in accountant, and also astrologer. He knows everything. So when he will count, make a statement, what was the salary of Krishna and Baldev for grazing, and what had they expended for Krishna and Baldev. For Rohini we will not pay, because she is the party of Yashoda and Nanda and Gopi. We will never pay for Rohini. Only we can pay for Krishna and Baldev. So there should be a report for this. And when it will be balance, if anything comes, we will pay double. Because we know that the salary of Krishna and Baldev is more and much more. Then he has taken something. Because sometimes he has gone to another neighbor house and there he has stolen and taken. At that day we will not count. So she was telling like this. Rohini became so angry to my husband is so broad-minded and generous and very merciful. So if anything comes in balance towards Yashoda and Nanda, we can pay double. And if our balance is more for grazing the cows for Krishna and Baldev, then we will give up. Very generously, piteously we can give up that. No, we don't want. So we are calling to Gargacharya. Then Mother Rohini became so angry. I know who are you. Who was she? Wife of Ugrasen. But Kansa was not son of Ugrasen. Once this Padma in young age was playing with her sakis on the bank of Yamuna. At the same time it was evening, and in the same time Drumil came. Drumil, a demon. And he took her, and Kansa was there in his own. So I know that you are not chaste lady, and that is why you are not knowing the glory of love and affection of Prajivasi. And that is what telling so. So he became so furious. He stopped Padma and began to tell how Prajivasi love Krishna like their eyes, people of eyes. They cannot be without Krishna. Yashoda once, first day when he was going to graze calf, being a little baby, Rohini Maiya is telling this pastime, that when Krishna and Baldev are on their first day, were telling again and again, Mother, we want to go to cowherd because we are goats. Let us give order. But they were not giving order. At least when they began to weep, then Yashoda Maiya told that with cups you should go very nearer to this field and this Vrindavan, and again returned back. But she brought very beautiful souls and umbrella, that Krishna, you should take and wear this sandal. Krishna told the mother, cows are our worshipable. We worship cows. They are like mother. If you want to give me, then bring shoes for all the cows, lakhs and 9 lakhs of cows you should bring. If 1 lakh, then 4 lakhs, because they have 4 feet. And umbrella for all. And then giving them, and then I may take the shoes and umbrella. Otherwise I cannot. So I want to worship them. Not their master, but being a servant of cows. Because I am Gopal. What is the meaning of Gopal? Maintainer, supporter, and nourisher of cow, as a servant of cow. Yashoda could not give it. They have so much. Once Yashoda told, "My boy, all the gopis are coming to me and complaining that you have gone to their houses and you have kept some butter from their home. Mother, why you are telling like so? Main nahi makhan khayo. Maya, maya, main nahi makhan khao. Bhor bhayo, gauwan ke paache. Bhor bhayo, gauwan ke paache. Madhuban mohi pathayo. Maya, main nahi makhan khao. Mother, why you are telling that I have taken makhan? I have not stolen makhan, I have not eaten makhan. In very morning, you sent me for cow herding in Madhuban, and I went there, and always being with cows here and there, and when it became evening, I am coming with cows now, and after that I will sleep. Then when I took makhan, it thinks that I am not your son, your own son. You have borrowed me from anywhere, or I have taken birth anywhere and my mother left me, and anyhow you got me. That is why you think like so. So I want to go to Jamuna and to jump in Jamuna, or I will go anywhere I like. I am not going to live with you now. At once Yashoda began to weep bitter and embraced Krishna. Oh my son, you have not taken makhan. I have not told like you. Then he began to tell Krishna, "Maine hi makhan khayo." Mother, no, I have taken makhan. And Yashoda is saying, no. You have not taken makhan. And then he began to chorus Krishna, and weeping and bathing Krishna with her tears and bathing from her breast, milk was coming spontaneously. And then Yashoda told that, "I will never tell like this. In future I will not tell like this." So Rohimaiya was telling, once Krishna was going to carry to cowherd with Sadam, Siddham, Madhumangal and all were there. Blacks and black cows, some black, some golden, some white. It seems that it was looking like Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati were mixing and going. Only the heads and bodies of cows, white, black and reddish, was seen. Miles and miles. Krishna was going, mother was also pursuing him, Nanda Baba was also pursuing him. Krishna is telling that, "It is my oath, you should return now from here and go to your home." Nanda Baba too, also he was telling, but they were not easily leaving Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna saw Lalita, Vishakha and all other gopis They are peering from the windows, some peering from groves, some peering from the doors, here and there. Krishna was at once attracted. He saw towards Yashoda, Srimati Radhika. Bansi karan nipatitam, skhalitam sikhandam, brashtam chapi tabasanam, brijarajasam. Yasya katak sargat mimurcha tasya tang radhika paricharami kadarasena. Krishna saw Srimati Radhika. And Yashoda, Srimati Radhika was doing archan from her eyes. And Krishna was taking very lovely. Both eyes, two became four like this. Krishna began to tremble. Bansi came on earth from his hand. His pitambar came out of his body. And he was about to faint. But Madhumangal, he pushed Krishna and told that, oh, you are not seeing your father, Nand Baba is here. What you are doing? So this is the love and affection joy. And by this love and affection, Krishna is controlled there. Gopis have so much affection and love that they think we have not a little love and affection for this. Dhanyasma mudha matoya api haranya. Oh, these deers are coming with their husbands. Their husbands and some black collars. So they are called Krishna Sar. And they are telling to their wife, you can see Krishna very easily. Don't fear, we are with you. But our husbands, all are opposing. If he will see that we are talking with Krishna, we are saying to Krishna, they will come and control us. They will chastise us. So we want that we should die and become fear. So Roni Maya was telling so many past times of Krishna. And all were eagerly hearing. Krishna could not stay in the courtyard. There, council. And he came with Baladev on the door. But when he wanted to enter there in the council of Gopis and Roni Maya, there was Subhadra Devi, sister of Krishna and Baladev. She blocked and told that you cannot come enter. Because Roni Maya has ordered that be on the door. Any male person should not come here. Even Krishna and Baladev should not come here. If they are coming, you should stop on the gate. So she stopped the Krishna and Baladev. But sound was coming something. And Krishna very patiently was hearing. Baladev was hearing and Subhadra was hearing. And hearing, there Roni Maya melted. Her heart melted. And all the queens, they are very wondered. How this Prajin is there? And Krishna hearing and Baladev and Subhadra, they melted. Their hands melted up to here. Their feet melted. Their heart melted. In the meantime, Narad came. And glorifying Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. Krishna and Baladev also and Subhadra. He told that, I want a benediction. What your benediction you want? In the meantime, their talking was stopped. Krishna became gradually in his own shape, Baldev and Subhadra also. And then they enter in the room with Narad, and there Narad told that, "I want some benediction." "What benediction you want?" "I want that what shape in melting, your hands were melted, your feet were melted, your everything was melted. I want to see forever in this world these three murtis, Vigraha, Krishna." "Yes. I will be always present in Nilachal Dham forever." So Krishna, Baldev and Subhadra are there forever, and Rath Yatra festival goes away. He sometimes being whole year in Dwarka, and he for 9 days he wants to go to Vrindavan. He cannot bear the separation of gopis and gopis. So he goes to Vrindavan, and this Gundicha Mandir is like Sundarachal or Vrindavan. To go here, there, and freely meet with Nanda Yashoda and all the gopis. Here, when one day before of festival of Rath Yatra, that is tomorrow is Rath Yatra Mahotsav. So today is Gundicha Mandir. First, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in Puri, then the king of Puri used to manage everything. And they used to send their servants to clean the temple and to wash, and to whitewash. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "No, no servants go. We will ourselves go." He took to hand thousand and thousand of broom here and took one clay pot, colors, earthen colors, and with mridanga and kartal, dancing and chanting and singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They started from Jagannath temple to go there today. In very morning at about 6 and 7. And thousands of persons followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave each devotee what? Chandan with his own hand. And garlanded them. And they started kirtan. So many parties, jumping, dancing, and singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Jai Jagannatha, Jai Jagannatha, Jai Jagannatha, Jai Jagannatha. Jaya Bala Deva, Jaya Bala Deva. Jaya Bala Deva, Jaya Subhadra Devi, Jaya Subhadra Devi, Subhadra Devi, Jaya Subhadra. All went there. First they began to broom very big courtyard, about 2-3 acres. All began to be broom. And what was collected? They collected in their chadar. Chadar means? Chadar. You know chadar? Like this. They made a jholi like this. Like a jholi. All this. And collected here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, "I want to see the devotees, how much they have collected." And all saw that the big weight, more weight was of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He used to taught everyone that clear like this, clear like this. What was that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us. that if you want to make seat, bring Krishna and Radha in your heart. Your heart should be like Vrindavan. If you are not making your heart like Vrindavan, very pure and transcendental, Krishna cannot come here. If I have any worldly desires, they are like thorns. They will pinch in Krishna's body. So give up all these. What are they? Kam, krodh, loh, mad, moh, mad, sarja. What are they? Kam, lust, anger, greed for worldly desires, and dvesh, envy, hating, all these things. Attachment for worldly things. Quarreling, criticizing anyone. If you want bhakti, don't criticize, don't be angry. You should try to tolerate. You should be Trinadapi Suni Chena Tararavi Sai Suna Amani Nam Anadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. If these four qualities are not there, you cannot chant. Never. Because name is transcendental. You cannot chant by your tongue. You cannot see Krishna by your eye. Ata Krishna Madi na bhavit grajyamindriya sevan mukho hi jivado. When you have a desire that I am serving Krishna by chanting, this is my service, O Krishna, you should come, purify my heart and be for always be merciful. And if you are surrendering, offering yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna, mercifully Krishna will come and dance on your tongue. But you will think that I am chanting, but this is not fair. Krishna, transcendental Krishna himself, dancing on your tongue. But you are thinking, oh, we are doing. Never. So there are namaprad, namabhat and suddhanam. When you are practicing by your tongue, by your force and these things, then this is namaparad. But when with some shraddha, then it will be namabhas. And if it is pure, then himself Krishna. Huh? So we should try to pray, Krishna, I am offering myself in your lotus feet. I am giving up all these worldly desires. There is none, beloved, except you. You are worldly. Like gopis. Then Krishna may come and sit here. So, these broomings and these stones are like these stones. First Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his disciples, associates, broom. Second time again, broom. Some little, small pieces. And again, broom. And that was also dust different. There was no dust, no any stone, no grass, nothing was there. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, bring water. Laps and laps, pots of water was taken from Indradyumna Sarovar. He did not order like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And one was, Hare Krishna was giving to another. And he was giving to third person, Hare Krishna. An empty pot, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And it was going to Indradyumna Sarovar. And coming, in a moment, lakhs and lakhs pots of water was coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is used to wash, kissing here and there, loop and roof also everywhere. He was washing the altar, that is Singhasan, with his own desh. This is Uttariya, like this. My beloved will come and he will see. Because we were thinking himself Radhika. So Krishna, beloved, will come